Now, it's important to note that Tolkien denied that the Rohirrim were Anglo-Saxons, though they speak Anglo-Saxon. He made this elaborate circumlocution to say that, well, he was just translating whatever the Rohirrim's real language was, and in fact, it had the relationship to the common speech that Anglo-Saxon had to modern English, and that's why he translated that way. But I don't think anyone actually believes that. It's kind of a Band-Aid to put on top of the whole argument. More importantly, though, they're not real Anglo-Saxons in the very important sense that they are completely focused around horses, and the Anglo-Saxons were not. But the ancestors of the Anglo-Saxons were. And that's where Tolkien's coming from with the Rohirrim. They're the Goths, if you want. They are the continental European horseback warrior culture that gave rise to the Anglo-Saxons eventually. Their culture is young and fresh and energetic, but it's not very learned. In fact, listen to the description that Tolkien gives of the Rohirrim. This is Aragorn describing the riders of Rohan to Legolas and Gimli so that they can know what they're going to meet. They are proud and willful, but they are true-hearted, generous in thought and deed, bold but not cruel, wise but unlearned, writing no books, but singing many songs, after the manner of the children of men before the dark years. This is really not a description of the Anglo-Saxons at all, who wrote many books, as well as singing many songs. But it's an idealized kind of Germanic barbarian, and I think it really comes a lot from William Morris's The House of the Wolfings. And let me give you a good example of that. When we get to the description of Eidoras, which means the courts in Anglo-Saxon, where the king of Rohan lives, Tolkien describes the room that they're in, a great hall with pillars and tapestries and so forth, using almost only Anglo-Saxon words. He uses one French word, louver, which describes a place where the smoke can escape through the roof. Interestingly enough, in William Morris's House of the Wolfings, Morris has the same word, but he tries to anglicize it and calls it a luffer, L-U-F-F-E-R, which would be the English spelling. Tolkien realized that that would just be too jarring and distracting since no one uses that word anymore, and so he was stuck with the French word, but he's still playing, I think, off of Morris there. In any event, they meet Théoden the king, and Théoden's name means king in Anglo-Saxon. And in fact, this becomes a little running joke with Anglo-Saxon in The Lord of the Rings, in that all the names of the kings of Rohan mean king in Anglo-Saxon. So Théoden means king, Thengil means king, Éomer means king, Éomund means king, and so forth. So it's a joke when they address each other, they say king, king, and so forth, if you know the language. Théoden has been bewitched by Saruman, and he's miserable, and he's not willing to fight, but Gandalf kindles his spirit, and they rush off to fight a huge battle at Helm's Deep, a fortress. And there, with a lot of luck and a lot of heroism by Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli, they defeat the armies of Saruman. Also, with a lot of help by Treebeard and the Ents, who, on the one hand, go and destroy all the fortress around Saruman's tower, though they can't destroy the tower itself, and on the other, send these moving but not talking trees, called Hurons, to kill off all the extra orcs.